November's election will determine whether Republicans retain control of the Wisconsin legislature. The GOP leader of the assembly is confident the party will maintain its grip on that chamber. So he outlined the Republican agenda for 2015. As WUWM's Marty Michelson reports, some items have a familiar ring and some are not popular with Democrats. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he wants to hit the ground running in January, so he held a news conference in Madison on Tuesday to outline Republican priorities for the next legislative session. Number one was the same as in 2011.
The centerpiece of our agenda is really making sure that we focus on jobs and the economy. We want to create a better climate to grow jobs.
Voss says Republicans will again pass bills to reduce red tape for business and provide tax incentives to help small firms create jobs. Also high on the GOP agenda is moving people off public assistance and into employment and balancing the state budget without raising taxes. According to projections, Wisconsin could face a $1.2 billion deficit in its next budget and sooner a $700 million shortfall in its transportation budget. Voss says he'll push to move public transit out of the transportation budget.
I think that a transit system is important to get people to work. There's no doubt about that. But I think it's much more of a social program akin to other things that we do to help get workers trained, ready to work, and be able to get to a job. So I think it'd be a perfect way to take that out of the transportation fund, put that into the general fund, and free up some money that could be spent on repairing the roads that a lot of those buses ride on.
One person who objects to the speaker comparing public transit to a social program is Democratic State Representative Mandela Barnes of Milwaukee.
If that's how you feel about public transportation, a social program. We've already seen what the majority party, how they feel about social programs and how they feel about fraud and abuse and how they slowly want to do away with social programs.
Barnes also criticizes GOP proposals to test people receiving public money for controlled substances and to create an electronic card for public aid recipients.
The benefit fraud is an especially curious piece for me.
Barnes does not foresee the proposals yielding many cases of fraud. As for what Democrats will push for next year, he cites more money for job training and incentives for companies to create clean energy jobs. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.